everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here to have another wonderful BBS radio program. Today is Friday, and it's the end of the week, or it could be even maybe the first day if you start work on Friday. Maybe you have Wednesdays and Thursdays off. So anyway, this is our Friday show, and it's the 17th of February, and we're in the year 2012. So we'll have the Q&A tonight after the program for 1 hour. So if you wish to get on that, you can. The number is posted on the BBS Fast Chat. And you can get on that Fast Chat if you want. Just scroll down on the home page here on BBS where we are. Creation Lightship, I should say, our page here. That's scrolled down. And go about maybe an inch on your scroll bar. You can see some arrows that kind of go towards this is BBS Fast Chat above the station buttons. And click on that, and automatically you'll be able to see the Fast Chat. So you can communicate with us this way. You can just put your name in the message. It refreshes every 80 seconds, so you may want to type in after you refresh it. That'll give you enough time to type the words in. And you don't need to have your email, just your first name and then the message. So, Carrie, are you out there?
Yes, I'm out here. Hi, Ron, and good evening, everybody. Friday, we're on Station 2 tonight, and as Larry has typed in for us, it's the 17th. So if you're listening to an archive, if Ron does do any samples this evening, most of them will work on the archives for a while, unless he states otherwise. And if any of you are listening on the telephone and you're not at a computer, I'll just read out the phone number for the Q&A tonight after the show here on BBS. So that number is 559, area code 559-546-1301, 559-546-1301, and then the PIN number is, 506399, and the pound sign, 506399, pound. And if you do have questions that you'd like read out this evening, shoot those over to clsquestions@yahoo.com. CLS for Creation Lightship, questions with an S at yahoo.com, and just write in the subject bar there that you'll be listening during the hour for the Q&A. There are some questions on there right now from people who sent stuff in for last Wednesday and last Friday when there was no Q&A. Or maybe it was last Friday and this Wednesday, I can't remember. But if your question hasn't been read out and you are going to be listening tonight and you'd like those earlier questions that you sent read out, just send an email saying, you know, hi, it's me, I'm going to be listening, you can read my question, something like that. That would be great. And then tonight we'd love to have callers if you'd like to call in. The toll-free for the U.S. and Canada is 888-429-5471, 888-429-5471, or go down and try line 3, which is area code 530-513-6472, 530-513-6472. So, and we'd love to have some callers from people who are at the expo and would like to talk about what they experienced in any of Ron's workshops and lectures. And if any of you are listening for the first or second time to the show and you just met Ron this past weekend at the expo, I would imagine you have lots of questions. So we'd love to hear from you, too. There are many listeners to this show who are have been listening for a long time and are very familiar with the information. And so if any of you are new and you need some of the basic information, do call in and ask Ron your questions, or you can type them into the fast chat here. And just while I'm thinking of it, I will mention that if you'd like to sponsor a show, you can do that. If you're new, or as a reminder to everybody else, you can, for $60, which is what these shows cost Ron to have every week, or every several times a week, four times a week, you can sponsor a show, and whoever's hosting me or whoever's hosting kind of takes back seat, and the sponsor gets to ask Ron lots and lots of their own questions. So if you are new and you would like to do that, it's a great opportunity to get lots of information covered that you're interested in from Ron. So I think Oh, yes, and the 8-hour calls for this month will be picking up this Sunday, this coming Sunday. So there was one at the beginning of the month, and then last weekend was skipped because of the expo. So there's one this coming Sunday and the following Sunday. So two of the three are still left to come. So what else can we do here? I'm trying to see. I think somebody was asking something about pain on their head, a sample of a pain relief for their head while we're waiting for some callers, Ron. Oh, yes, Michael, clearing on pain on my head.
Okay, here we go. So, in fact, I'll mention now, during the expo, some people was talking about, at least to me anyway, about kind of feeling a little bit odd or having things getting maybe misplaced or having your body misplaced or wanting to do something and then finding out that, you know, after 10 minutes of doing something, it wasn't what you wanted to do, but you thought you were doing what you wanted to do. So it was kind of a confusing thing for some people. So I looked at it today, and what I sort of found out was there's something about the Egyptian ascension. Maybe 2012 is a big thing for the Egyptians also, and they possibly might be trying to bring in their energies maybe from the pyramids or maybe just pyramids in general. Remember, these just to kind of throw a monkey wrench in the works here, we have different cultures, and we have a lot of pyramids here. And the one that people talk about now is basically the Mayan stuff with their pyramids. They may not show, they're talking about the pyramids, but they may always show them. So maybe the Mayans was also time travelers, time jumpers from the Egyptian times and vice versa, and they have pyramids, just throwing that out there. So maybe the pyramid energies that are around is connecting to people, making them go off on alternate timelines for a short amount of time, and they lose their consciousness. So in a way, it'd be kind of like going to the grocery store to buy maybe, you know, maybe you drink milk and you want to get milk, so you go to the milk section, but you're walking to the milk section, and all of a sudden you get sidetracked, and you buy something else in place of the milk, and you leave the store, and you kind of wondered why you went to the store, but you needed something else, so you bought that instead. And then you get in your car, and you go, why didn't I buy milk? And your initial intent was to buy milk, and now you bought something else that may have been needed, or maybe it wasn't, but you didn't get your milk. And this is what I think is happening, is that these timelines now are starting to become activated, and they're trying maybe to pull you sideways. So if anybody's had that experience, maybe starting from the first of the year here, we'll say, up to now, you might just type it in the fast chat of maybe what happened to you, or just that you had something that was kind of weird where you lost your consciousness, but you kept moving and you're on some other alternate timeline doing something else. So anyway, clearing on the head. And sometimes you will feel a little dizzy from this here. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Carrie, back to you.
Okay, so Mike is asking, what is new with the U.S. military forces? Is there are there any updates there, Ron?
Not that I know of right now. So
okay.
they did show up though for the enlistment program that we had at the expo. That would be the newest thing. Other than that, it all feels, you know, like they're doing the same stuff, you know, battling the aliens. So I don't see anything that I was, you know, awakened if something like that put online to figure out. But right now, for me, it's just business as usual. So back to you, Carrie.
All right. And Mike is wondering if there are any updates on any new clearings, and he's wondering, is the new Earth transport still a test page?
Yeah, it'll still work. So just keep using that one. It's perfectly fine. So it'll be
the same. Go on.
Yeah, just keep using it. If you get the code for it once, then just write it down and go and re-enter that same number again over again. That's fine if you want to do it that way. So, Randy mentioned how nice the entity call was tonight. Thank you, Randy. Yeah, what we do tonight, the calls now on Tuesday are taking cords off of you, so cord removals. That's Tuesdays. And then Thursdays is getting the clone bodies off of you, out of your space. And then the Friday calls now are for getting rid of cords. And it's quite interesting how these cords kind of behave the same maybe as entities and also clones. So these are all sort of similar. So if you happen to join a call, you know which one I was doing, you would feel a little different energies with each one of these, but these three issues seem to be, you know, very important to get us back into being, you know, who we really are. But tonight was the cording call, was the entity call, getting the entities out of your body. These are emotional bodies that are causing you problems. So the last one that we did, I think, was we're from the feet up, feet, ankles, knees, hips. I think we did spleen, liver, and I think kidneys. So all of these are what we worked on this evening. And all of a sudden, once you get on these calls, your body gets awakened. You feel completely different and awake after the calls. So, and they can, or these entities can also cause your pain. I didn't work with pain in general. We just worked with those body systems. But they can, once they leave, if they're giving you pain, they can go also. So if anybody would like to call in and maybe express what they may have had, maybe some kind of problem, and after the entity call it felt better or it's gone, you know, that'd be good to tell people too. So anyway, if anybody would want to share tonight, you can. But we'll turn it back over to Carrie. So Carrie, back to you.
Okay, so I see a couple of people mentioning that the sound went away, but I think it's back now. I'm not sure. Maybe you guys could just type in and let us know if the sound is back so that we know whether we need to do anything about it. So we have a question from Mike and from Marcy about entities. Mike would like to know more about the entity clearing. So Ron's got his calls that he does today, Fridays at 5:30. And there's also the whole life entity clearing on the website, creationlightship.com, and there are 7 generational entity clearings. So different ways to do this. So, Ron, maybe you can explain, especially if we have any new listeners, why this is an issue, why do we need to worry about it, and how do we get these things in us?
Well, entities are emotional bodies of people that are no longer living. And the entities can also hop into you from your soul family people, like your spirit can, or their spirit can. So their spirits can come into your body also because they resonate with you. So I would imagine that you could probably, you know, get entities from your soul family. But aside from that, entities are just ghosts, people that have died. The emotional body hangs on here, looks for another body to inhabit, to live in, or to live with, and then find another one. And when they come in, they give you problems that the last person had. So let's just say that you go to a location, and maybe you're in a park situation, and all the people in the park maybe are in wheelchairs for some reason. So you happen to walk around them, by them, and these people are probably sharing all the entities between them as they're having their, stay in the park, and you happen to come there. Maybe the entities that maybe had a physical condition, maybe broken legs or maybe amputations or some kind of sickness where they couldn't walk, they all of a sudden see you walking, so they want to hop into you because you're walking. Now, in the process, when they come into you, all of a sudden you might leave there maybe limping or something, or not walking too well because they don't maybe have any legs. So So now all of a sudden they start to manifest their condition in you because their condition will not change. When that person dies of that particular problem, that gets that gets imprinted into the body of the emotional body, and that emotional body looks just like them, the person that died. And now when it comes into you, that's how it's going to look in you. And all of a sudden this entity now is taking away your energy, and they had any pain in their legs, then you may start having that pain also. So we'll transfer directly into your body. And this is what entities do, and then they want to live their life through you. And then they'll give you their addictions, maybe their talents. The talents may not be too bad, as long as you agree with that talent. But that's kind of what they do, is give you the talents that the person had, different attributes, positive and negative, which is not really what you choose to do, but this is what they're giving you. And you're listening to that voice inside of your head or inside of your body, because it's the driving force with you. That's the emotions. And it will tend to steer you in the way that it would like to be, you know, living in its past body. So that's kind of what entities are. They're very detrimental to everybody, and you should not have any entities, but they do come into us. And the worst place to go to is where there are people that you don't want to be around, which typically may be sick people. So back to you, so they will bring in that stuff into you, and they may even activate your DNA, which is another bad thing. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Mossy is asking, is it possible for an entity to trip you up, make you trip, to hurt yourself so that it can come into you?
Very possible, yeah, because they could. It's the same thing as having an addiction, so that they can give you an addiction. But yeah, I'm sure they could probably do something to maybe physically make you trip, or just to have you goop up on something to come in, you know. So that is, I would say, definitely yes. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Cindy's wondering about how many recruits we got at the expo. I'm trying to remember. That room was pretty full. A few people left. Most people stayed. What do you think, Ron? 20, 30 new people were in there? I can't really quite remember.
Be a good number. There was a gentleman there that brought in some people, and they had to leave. But when he was leaving, asked if he wanted to be enlisted, he said yes. So.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
People. So what we did, we talked about it for a little while. Maybe 15, 20 minutes, and then I brought in the different armed services. It's quite interesting, for me anyway, just talking about what's happened. Then I brought in the forces, the U.S. forces, and boy, the room became very protective, and I think everybody's bodies in that room completely relaxed. It was like you're always on guard here, wondering what's going to get you, you know, from the back or alongside of you, you know, wondering what's going on. And all of a sudden they came in, and that room felt like it was a secured room. I mean, it was very, very nice. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Janice is just mentioning that looks like Janice was watching a program about pyramids, I guess on TV this week, and she said it was very interesting when she commanded her energy and her body energy and her spirit back from the pyramids after watching that program. Interesting. She's also asking if she could have a clearing for red and itchy eyes. I know you've been doing a lot of decloning and decoding around eyes, too, on the calls, Ron. So that's probably helping all of us who are on those calls. But so Janice would like, she's got red and itchy eyes.
Okay, here we go. So we'll take out entities out of your eyes. Possibly there could be something there causing that. Here we go. Man, let's just look at it a different way. Let's assume, you know, we're going into summertime here. A lot of times they have fires. So what do fires do? It makes your eyes burn, you know? So let's, maybe there's an entity that wasn't a fire, and maybe it's causing lung problems too with you. I'm just suggesting this just to see what happens for people. So we're going to first take out entities and just see if your breathing happens to be better and also your eyes. So here we go. This will work for everybody listening. So if you have any entities attached to that, we will take them away. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just see kind of how you're feeling now. Maybe your nose is running a little bit. You know, it's hard to say, but just kind of see how you're doing. And I would say if you, like somebody's asking, Mike, is you visit the Pyramid of Mexico, are we affected? Yeah, possibly. What I would say is maybe go on the maybe the dark side practitioner clearing and just put that pyramid in there, or the Tetri in. I'd be with the pyramids and just see if that tends to take away the people that are living on a timeline from the past that may have connected to your timeline because you're visiting there. So it used to be a little weird, but they could be watching maybe you on remote viewing from their timeline, even though it could be thousands of years ago. And they might be connecting you up to the energy. Remember, everything has energy, and you can feel it. And this might be a way you could possibly get your way or yourself out of a situation, is to get rid of that timeline. You might even want to do a timeline crash on it to help yourself out. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, yeah, and also maybe the cording to places would be a good clearing for that. If you're concerned about that or any other place that you've visited that you still feel a tug from, according to places clearing, would be probably good.
Yeah, I'm sorry I interrupted. Let's do an object clearing. So let's just assume that maybe you're one of those victims, and they had a some type of hatchet or sword or knife, and they cut off your head or something. Remember, we all come from that dung pool, and you may have this energy with you. So this would be an object of having something, maybe they just slit your throat or something. I don't want to be too graphic here, but, you know, let's take that object away from us and just see if anybody feels it. So this would be an object clearing. So here we go. Taking this away. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. We'll just see how you people feel. Well, you might even be getting your body temperature might even be heating up now, because you might have the remembrance of losing blood momentarily, and your body's getting colder. So we'll just see what we get on the fast chat here for comments. And we do have callers tonight if you wish to call in. So back to you, Carrie.
Well, I had a big yawn. Goodness. So Janice is saying, I used to put my spirit in the pyramids when meditating. Good to bring it back. So do we have enough oomph to bring our own spirits back, Ron, when we've done things like that by commanding it? Will it come back?
Yeah, if it's not attached by something. So it all depends how strong the other energy is that, you know, maybe has captured you. Boy. Hard to say. Everybody's a little different, so you may have enough horsepower to bring it back. If they liked it, then, you know, maybe they've cloned it too out. You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
But it really is a hard question to answer.
Okay.
We'll just see if anybody comments on neck or throat problems here.
Yeah, I'm just refreshing the... Oh, I'm hearing myself back. Refreshing the fast chat. Excuse me. Oops. Okay. Not seeing it yet. Any yet. So Lewis is wondering if these crystal skulls are connected to pyramids.
Boy, I don't know. I don't have any information on that. It's hard to say how the skulls got here and if they were used in ceremonies or maybe even people's heads. You know, I don't know how that skull interfaces with people, you know, all the different skulls. So all I know is that they're pretty negative. But other than that, you know, I don't know what to say. Is that a beep I heard?
Yes, I think so. Is somebody on the line? Anybody out there?
Yes. Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
Hi, Ron.
Everett?
Yep.
Hi, how are you doing?
I have,
do you have a question for Ron?
I'm doing great.
Good.
I'm getting a little bit of feedback, so I'm going to just move my headpiece for a second.
Okay.
Okay, three quick questions. Yes, I felt a little bit in my back and the neck, but I've had that feeling before because a long time ago I had a pretty vivid dream of getting my head chopped off, and it was in front of two little kids. So I kind of thought maybe it was a past life thing.
Possibly, yeah, although it could be from the... could be an entity with you, too, that died that way and it got attached, and you're perceiving that. So with the dung pile, everything is kind of related now.
Yeah, I bet we're all one big heap.
Yep, we're all one big heap.
Oh, boy.
Now, the other question I had is I had a very vivid dream last night. It was about my dog walking away with from me in another person in the shadow, like further ahead, but he was kind of like following him, and his leash was draped over his back like I normally have it in the park. Any thoughts?
What did you get, Carrie? Did you get anything?
No, I'm just thinking to myself, just timeline crash it and be done with it.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't know. I was reading the fast chat just trying to see what questions to read next. So I was sort of half listening,
okay.
But I don't know other than
all
that,
right.
Ron and Everett.
All right, that's the only other thing I had to ask, and thank you so much.
Okay, you're very welcome. Thanks for calling. So if anybody else would like to call in, especially if there are any newbies out there, I know Ron would love to answer some questions from newbies, and there were lots of new faces at the expo, and all the talks were full with signs outside saying no more room, you know, door closed kind of thing. So if any of you are listening and would like to call in, don't worry if your question seems silly. We all had the same questions when we first found Ron. So the toll-free U.S. and Canada number is 888-429-5471, or you can hop down to line 3, and that's area code 530-513-6472. Okay, I did see another question, and where did it go? Oh, dear. Oh, yes, Ellen is mentioning that the entity call, probably the one today, but in general, I'm sure that they're very empowering. And she feels that the entities connect to her mind and get her to do things that she has no intention of doing. And also, she's mentioning, I lose entity habits that crave certain things. And I know, Ron, you've done a lot of addiction samples of entity clearings on the show, where we think of an addiction and you release the entities that are involved in that. So that's a nice little extra bonus if you just can't get away from those biscotti cookies, Ron. We do an entity clearing, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yes, so if you have your one of your vices, only one of them naturally, probably only have one. But if you want to get rid of another one, you know, we can work on that. So you think of something that you may want to cut down on or do less of or something. So here we go. We'll take away that entity, that group of them, because there's always more than one. Somehow when you get one, the other one's hop on board. They have lots of friends and cousins and relatives and whatever. So here we go. Let's do what you're thinking of right now, what you want to have, you know, to help you out, to get rid of it in your life so you can become more conscious without having some other conscious actually control you. So here we go. Think of what you want to have released, and we'll get rid of the entities. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Carrie, back to you.
All right. So Bonnie is saying yes, Ron. I guess she felt the throat clearing that you did. Thank you. And Mike is saying his body temperature increased during the object removal. And Luke is saying my body temperature is cooler. What does that mean?
Hmm. Interesting. I don't know why it would be cooler. Quite interesting. I don't know.
Maybe it's cooler as things leave.
Could be. Could be. Maybe they had some kind of experience where they were very warm also. And we were talking about fire earlier. So maybe, you know, the ones that heard the word fire or something like that decided to come on board. So let's clear the entities in your room, everybody's room here.
Oh.
So as soon as I said that, I nabbed them all because I have to check them out energetically. Otherwise, they'd leave instantly. So we got them, and here they go out of your room. We'll do wherever you're facing, we'll do your start off on your left corner, whatever that would mean to you. Then we'll do right corner, then we'll go clockwise. So here you go, left corner. Go point in the center of the room to the left corner. That quadrant there, get rid of these things here. Okay, there we go. Good, now we'll do the right side here. Going up to where we completed the left one and do the right one now. Okay, and do the one next to that, adjacent to it, opposite the left corner here. Here we go. There we go, and now do the last part. And here we go, there we go. And make sure everything is cleaned out. There, it's gone. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, thank you. And Tom is mentioning, is saying that he had heat waves going, I guess, across his face and throat when you did that throat one. So quite a few comments there. Cindy's mentioning your website, Ron, so I will just read that out in case there's anyone listening who isn't familiar with it. It's creationlight, L-I-G-H-T, ship, S-H-I-P.com, creationlightship.com. And if you haven't visited Ron's website, a good place to start is to go down on the left-hand side. You'll find recommended clearings, and you'll also find some free ones. So try some of the free ones and see what you feel. There are quite a few of them. And they're all worth a try. There are various, I'm trying to think what they are now, Be Here Now and the satellite one. I don't have the site up in front of me, but you'll see on the home page there down on the left. Meg has a question about our spirits and pyramids, Ron. She's asking, can witches or people doing voodoo spells, can they put our spirits into bottles?
Yeah, they could do that, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, so if we think that's happened to us, what would we do about that?
Well, I would do the dark side practitioner if you know that the group or the person doing it. If not, do the curses, hexes,
have to get started for new people who've just found you, Ron?
Boy. I would listen to some of the VBS programs first, kind of get your feet wet. And the first clearing to do, you may try the samples, see how they work out, but they're going to work. You really need to do the emotional whole lifetime clearing. And that's what you really need to do to get rid of your storyline, the emotions of this lifetime, basically. It gets rid of almost all of them. And that's the traumas that you experience during an emotional event that would be typically really negative for you. So you want to get rid of those so you don't keep recycling the similar energy over and over again in your life, because it will eventually kill you. You know, the old saying, you know, what you don't know will kill you, is true. It used to be what you don't know what you know could harm you, but it actually will kill you through that harm. So you want to get yourself cleaned out of the garbage that's floating around in you that's activated by your and somebody else's storyline. So they'll keep feeding on each other, bringing forth stuff. You don't have to really understand it or know why you have it. You just know that you have it and get rid of it. That's the process. Back to you, Carrie. And it takes about 20 minutes to do a whole lifetime clearing on that.
All right. And at the beginning, Cammie was asking if there were any interesting stories to tell from the expo. And Ed is reminding us here to, he's asking if you would describe the entities that were coming through from the lecture next door when you were doing the decloning evening on Monday.
Yeah, they were, I think, talking about the Illuminati and things there in the next room. And actually, when you start talking about energies that, you know, or different types of prophecies and different things like this here, whatever they were doing, they were bringing in the energy. So the facilitator, by talking about these things, was bringing in energies to harm the people. So the first one that came in through the wall was the Black Widow energy, so I had to get rid of those things. So the room started to feel kind of creepy. They only came in about maybe a foot or so through the wall, but I felt that, so, and I think other people were too. I'm doing the counting down of the clones being released, and I can feel this energy, so I got rid of those things. And I think we had the octopus, I think, snake energies, maybe a few other ones that had to get released. But the main thing was is that, and then we had a gigantic like mosquito that was sucking the life force out of the people in there too. They're probably doing a meditation or something. I would assume so. I couldn't say for sure, but anyway, those poor people were being harmed by going to a lecture, and so we got them out of our room. I couldn't really do anything in their room because people there, you know, have pre-choice free will. And like I said, you know, kind of in the past, curiosity, you know, killed the cat. And, you know, what you don't know can kill you. So these people were going for a ride to learn something about their higher self or something. So that's just what they wanted to experience. And so I couldn't really interfere with their particular situation, but they were not going to, you know, affect me or the group that I'm with because we got rid of them. And this is what happens to people who don't really check with their spirit to see where to go to, what to do. A lot of the expos that people go to, it's kind of like letting a little child loose in a candy store, and they want to get everything. And unfortunately, a lot of those things are pretty dangerous that they get involved with. So you have to really tune in, and naturally people are curious, but you have to use discernment of what to do next. So that's the best thing to do is have discernment. So, but yeah, they were pretty dangerous things, and you could actually feel the energies of them attaching to the people. And then they wanted to have another feeding frenzy in my room, and they just couldn't do that. So, plus the soldiers were in our room too, and you know, they just came through the wall a little bit, and then I noticed them, and that was it. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So I just want to remind people that we are doing a Q&A tonight, and please send your questions over to clsquestions@yahoo.com. There isn't anything over there now at the moment, so if you do have questions, please send those over. And the phone number to call in on is 559-546-1301, and the PIN number is 50-63-99, and the pound sign. There are a few comments here, Ron, from people talking about the entity clearing. Holly is saying, wow, Ron, I feel much more free from that entity release. And Liz is saying, my appetite has been greatly decreased lately. So that, I assume, is in relation to the entity clearings lately. Also, and Neat is saying that sodas aren't tasting good anymore. So that's kind of interesting. Corey is saying that one came out of my head. So I think the last clearing that you did was an entity clearing. So I'm just refreshing the VAS chat now. See if there are any more questions. Somebody's asked, Questing is asking, is Bothell related to Egyptian ascension? Do you know what that's about, Ron? Somebody had asked about our spirits being put into a bottle, so.
Well, I'm not sure, you know. I don't know if a bottle energy would contain that or not, so I just don't know, you know. I can't answer that one.
Okay. Alice is asking, did you talk about the prosperity clearing? I'm curious to know more about that one. So there is a clearing. We've got the prosperity jumpstart coming soon. That's not up yet, but there is that clearing that's just called the prosperity clearing. I think it's just $25. So, Ron, can you talk about what that one does? That will be part of the bundle also, but it is a standalone clearing. If you just go onto creationlightship.com and into the subject bar, just type in prosperity, it should come up. So what does that clearing do? Oh, and we have a beep. So maybe we'll come back to that in a second, see who's on the line. Is somebody on the line?
Yes. Hi, this is Marcy.
Hi, Marcy.
Hi. I got the, Jumpstart clearing, where they have all the healings. And I was going to ask, how do you know how many times to do something? Like, I was talking about the entity on the fast track a little bit ago, how 5 weeks ago I jammed my finger, and it's been really swollen, and it's not getting better, and I keep doing healing, and it doesn't really get better. It gets a little bit relief, and then it's like it goes right back. And when I hurt my knuckle over a year ago and had surgery on it, it didn't get that big. So I don't know if I've got an entity in it or what it might be going on.
So you had surgery on it a year ago. Now you have a problem with it again?
No. Surgery on the right knuckle because I mishandled my backpack, and it was pretty sore, and it's a lot better. But, no, it was the ring finger on the right hand in the middle knuckle there.
So as long as you have a knuckle problem. I would do timeline.
The joint, rather.
Problem. Yeah. I think I do knuckle, maybe joint timeline crashes.
Okay.
Because you have an issue with knuckles.
Yeah.
And so
I don't know why.
You...
It seems like joints in my knees, too, and all that. So.
Well, Marcy, there are custom boxes on most of those clearings that are in the body jumpstart, so you could just run it over and over and over again in the custom boxes too. Since you're doing that clearing, there's also the skeletal system. I know is in the body system rejuvenation one, so you could use that to do it. And Ron, if Marcy's had problems, then the magnetic twisted bodies are going to be whacked out, right?
I'm going to do that again too. I just haven't had time. The alien one I had paid for at the same time, and it went for a month till the 14th, and I had no idea it was so time-consuming. I didn't get through it all because I waited a little bit too long. So, and then I didn't do the spirit integration on the end. So is it going to work? I mean, some of the entity thing, the alien one? Do you understand the question?
Yeah, you should probably be okay, you know.
Oh, okay.
You know, just make sure.
Because I didn't want to go over my time because you said, you know, you pay for a certain amount of time. And so I did it till midnight, you know. So,
Once you go and do the spirit infusion part, Marcy.
Can I go back and do that?
Yeah. Just go in and do that part, yeah.
Okay. I sent in money that you would have gotten it right before you went to L.A. And I did email you, but I know you've been really busy.
Yeah.
And when will the prosperity clearing be up? Well, I mean, I sent money for that, but, you know, any
idea? I think it's, I'll probably check more this weekend, see how we're coming on that.
Okay. All right.
Soon, but we don't know when, Mossy. There's quite a few that we're trying to get up as soon as we can. It's just, everybody's schedules colliding, kind of.
Sure. I had another one. I'm trying to remember what it was. The parallel life. Remember at one time we were saying, Larry was saying, you ask for not to dream when, you know, and you put an anchor on it? Well, it doesn't work. I dream anyway. So there's, other than getting rid of your parallel life, there's no way to keep from dreaming, right?
No,
timeline crashing.
No, timeline crashing. People, when I initially put up the parallel life clearing online, a lot of people didn't dream for maybe 6 months or so.
Really?
That was a long time.
The timeline crash, you mean?
No, people have done the parallel lifetime clearings on Parallel Earth, and they've done that, and at least when I put it up initially, a lot of people commented that they had far less dreams than normal.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome. And you might try entities, you know, with your...
Well, I paid for a couple of those, too, but I got to wait until you get the money in. So.
Yeah, but...
All right, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Back to you, Carrie.
Thanks for calling, Mossy. Okay, so we've got about 5 minutes left, I think, on the show. Okay, I'm just refreshing the fast chat here. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm just scanning down trying to find... Okay. I got to read a few things here. My fast chat went down. It's just back up. I'm sorry. Okay. You know, Ron, I'm struggling around here for a question. I'm not seeing one that's easy to... Okay. Prosperity clearing. Okay, hi. Would the prosperity clearing work for my spouse if I purchased just one?
Yes, it would, huh? Yep, it would. You know, if it's for that person, yes. So if you want to buy it for your spouse, yeah. You know, maybe they're the breadwinner or whatever. Yeah, that would work for them, uh-huh.
Yeah, so whoever's name you buy it for, it will work for that person. And that's prosperity clearing is just $25 and... Ron, what does that one do? That brings in the energy of prosperity? I don't remember what that one does. I did it so long ago.
Boy.
I'm not sure if it clears anything out. I think it's more connecting up with... I'm not sure.
Let's do a thing we did at the workshop here real quick.
Okay.
We did, and everybody loved this one. So this will end the program here. So what we did is... we brought in the Jewish money code. And so, the Jewish people were the chosen race here, which means that the alien race that brought them here was probably pretty advanced. And, so we brought in the Jewish money code for the people, on the Monday special event that we had. So we'll bring it in right now for everybody. And maybe you might have some money. Here we go. One. See, this only work live in this one program here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, it'll activate your DNA if you have any of that Jewish blood in you, DNA from a long time ago. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, there we go, everybody. So just see what that does for you. It might help, may not, I don't know. But we'll see what happens here. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Rick has a question about not liking to be around other people. So he's saying, if he doesn't like being around people, is this to do with them having cloned programs?
Well, it depends how you view people, how you look at them. Very possibly it could be. Maybe your body has its own intelligence that your mind will not even understand. So it's possible your body doesn't want to be around people. Remember, the mind that you have firmly pushes the body to do different things that it may not even want to do. But the mind's so strong that it overrides the body instinct. So it could be your instinct coming through from your body saying, I don't want to be around people because I don't want to get slimed or have energies or entities hopping me, alien life forms, etc. So that could be your body doing its thing. And maybe your mind is not as powerful, so your body's actually shining through, doing what it needs to do to have a better life here. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Alice is just wondering if we explained the prosperity clearing, and we really didn't. Because I can't remember.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah. I don't have it up myself either.
Yeah, I think it's to do with just enabling prosperity to come to you. And I don't remember what it clears out. I'm sorry.
Yeah, maybe somebody who has done it can come on the Q&A, and so can the same person. They'll talk about it.
That'd
be good.
That's a good idea. Thank you. Yeah, so I'll just give that number out one more time. If somebody could type it into Fast Chat, that would be great. So the Q&A tonight is 559-546-1301, and the PIN is 5063-99, and the pound sign. And we'll be ending it just a little bit before 9 o'clock. Let's see, what else, Ron? So the next BBS show is tomorrow night, Saturday night, and it'll be also on Station 2 at 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern. And then Ron's 8-hour intensives pick back up, two more coming up this month, Sunday, and that is starting at 10 Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern for 8 hours. If you haven't been on these before, maybe, Ron, you can give a quick little explanation. And also I'll just mention that you can be absentee and you can kind of come and go. It's a conference call. You don't have to be present on the phone, on the call for the whole 8 hours. So, Ron, maybe you did mention those energies coming through the wall the other night at the event in L.A., so maybe you can just tie that in with the Sunday calls, since that's what they're primarily about.
Yeah, it's mainly to get rid of the life forms that are, you know, messing with you that you know nothing about, that live inside of your body. Maybe your body's a host to these alien energies, these critters, and they can cause you problems. So you want to get those out of you. And these calls are just like we have on the page, which would be the alien attack page, but we zero in on certain energies. You go to the lightship, too, for healing inside the lightship, but the calls are mainly designed for the quarantine room outside the lightship to get rid of the alien critters in the lightship and go out and look for the parts of you that these things have stolen from you. Or eaten, and you're some kind of waste product in the dung pile, and they will look for you and, find out where your body is and where your spirit went. So that's what the call is about. And it's getting that time here, so do come on the call. Maybe somebody can come on and talk about that clearing if you have had that one, the $25 prosperity clearing. So we'll see you in a few minutes, everybody. Thank you, Carrie. And
thank you, Ron.
The next call here is a conference call. So just come in and use the PIN number, and you'll be directed right to the call. Okay, thank you, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.